Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discorder Radio.
Here in Vancouver.
Here are a new take on the 30-year legacy of Discorder Magazine, your Vancouver Indie Music Monthly, featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
The sweet sounds of Discorder Radio coming to you live on CITR 101.9. Lots to cover in the show today, but let's kick it off with the matinee and Sweetwater on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, Sweetwater from the matinee, from their album, We'd Swore We'd See the Sunrise, Sweetwater. Yes, the matinee, played Shorefest at the edge of the water, the sweet waters of English Bay, this past Saturday, to wrap up the three-day Shorefest. I say 3 day, but it's kind of like three nights over 10 days. The fireworks were incredible. CJ, DJ CJ is here as always. We got a jam-packed show. Lola's in the house. She's going to be doing a little feature for us as well. Editor-in-C, JCG is here. Lots happening in the show, but quickly, before we move ahead, let's do a quick look back. CJ.
Yes, hello.
Hello. Did you get a chance to see the fireworks on Saturday?
I did. Japan.
Unbelievable.
Wonderful. Unbelievable.
I'd like to say arigato to our Japanese friends for putting on probably the greatest fireworks experience of my life.
I'd agree. I saw it from quite a distance, but I'd agree too.
Ah, well, you know, you so inspired me with your bragging rights of last week that I decided to go get a boat myself, and I was on a boat on Saturday night.
Whoa, very nice.
I didn't get a boat, but I sniffed out a boat chill that I could somehow get myself into. And it was, I mean, seeing it from the boat is pretty amazing. But that aside, the show itself was phenomenal. And the only unfortunate thing about being on the boat is I couldn't be on English Bay Beach to enjoy the matinee, who wowed the crowd with their performance. Also, we had John and Roy playing over at Sunset Beach. And then the headliners for the Saturday night edition of Shorefest was a band, a Vancouver band that was pretty big in the 90s called The Odds. Maybe you remember a bit of The Odds. Let me bring up some Odds right about now. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Go from 1995. That's Truth Untold by The Odds. They had a couple big hits in the mid-90s. Eat My Brain, Heterosexual Man. And it sort of was the theme at Shorefest, is bringing back a big 90s band, I guess, to headline the show. 5440 did it the prior Saturday night. So yeah, that was Shorefest. Three great nights of fireworks, lots of great music. Hey Ocean played, Dear Rouge, Spirit of the West, Current Swell. Lots of great bands. So thanks to all the Shorefest bands and all the great fireworks that we were privy to in Vancouver over the past 10 days. Okay, that was the recap. Now moving on. Man, we're already into August. Where's the summer going? So much is happening.
Summer's gone.
That's not gone. We took out a good month. Technically, it's like a good 6 weeks. But once the calendar enters August 1st, there's a bit of like, suddenly you kind of have to like catch yourself and think, wait a second. You know, it's not, summer's not going to go on forever. I've got to write down a list of things I need to do. And the pressure is on a little bit to make sure that you kind of tick all your little boxes of what you want to do this summer. And a few of those boxes we're going to tick today because we want to get more into talking about festivals. Boonstock Festival happened on the weekend. We're going to talk a little bit about that later on. As I mentioned, Lola is here. Rohit's here as well. We've got a special guest today, Kia, the organizer of the Ponderosa Festival. This new festival happening outside of Grand Forks, BC. He'll be here to a live interview to talk about the Ponderosa Festival and maybe a little bit about what goes behind starting a music festival. The reason that I also played the matinee off the top, I wanted to link it to the fact that this weekend is live at Squamish, a.k.a. the Squamish Valley Music Festival. CJ.
Exciting.
So exciting. I mean, the lineup is massive. This festival started off as a little indie rock festival. And last year, they doubled in size. They were, I think, 10,000 in 2012. They went to 20,000 last year. They're expecting 35,000 this year. And they really diversified the lineup, too. They added names like Nas and Bruno Mars and Eminem to the lineup. So it's a much more diverse show. But
at the same time, they still stick to the indie roots because we have a ton of great Vancouver acts.
That they do, and I'm very excited about that. Some of the bands that are going to be at Squamish this weekend include Mounties, friends of ours here at Discord Radio, Zolas will be there, Good for Grapes, The Courtneys, Hannah Epperson, someone else that we had live in studio here last year, Rika, We Are the City, Louise Burns, The Matinee, who we played earlier, and many, many more. So looking forward to that this weekend. I will be there along with hopefully a couple other Discorder Radio staff. We're going to see how we can swindle that. Yeah. In the meantime, why don't we play some music? Yeah, let's play some music from these guys. We had a chance to interview them at Rifflandia. Great guys. And you want to play this one? I thought we'd play something else. That one gets a lot of radio play these days. I thought we could mix it up, get a little more fresh. Yeah, sure. Okay, we'll play this one. All right. Okay. If This Dance Catches On from Mounties, who are playing Saturday afternoon at Squamish Fest. More about Squamish Fest and lots more about great music in Vancouver happening this week. Coming up right here on Discorder Radio. It's Mounties, CITR 101.9.
Parker Bosley.
And I'm Steve Beza, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on 101.9 CITR Radio. Vancouver.
And this is Mounties!
And this is Mounties! But seriously, it is Mounties.
Queer Arts Festival, Regenerations, takes place in Vancouver from July 23rd to August 9th at the Roundhouse. This annual celebration brings together queer art from 27 nations, featuring 18 days of compelling exhibitions, transformative performances, and inspiring workshops. Experience the revolutionary power of art through cross-generational collaborations, artistic healing, and works of art from around the world. Tickets are now on sale at Little Sisters on Davie Street and online. Visit queerartsfestival.com. Regenerations. Dare to be challenged. Risk being changed.
On tour to support their fifth album, Gonzo, Foxy Shazam comes to venue on August 9th, plus special guests, Stoplight Observations. Tickets are available online from Blueprint Live or at Red Cat and Zulu Records. For more info, go to foxyshazam.com.
Hey, this is Robbie from Humans, and you're listening to Discorder Radio.
Hey, this is Peter from Humans, and this is CITR 101.9 FM.
We're back on Discorder Radio. Thanks to Humans for the little station ID. Humans had a busy summer last summer as well, when they played the Ponderosa Festival.
Yep.
The same festival that Golden Youth played. That was the band we heard prior to the PSAs, and Mounties kick it off with If This Dance Catches On. They're playing Squamish on Saturday, but more about Squamish later. Right now, we're going to jump ahead 3 weeks to chat with a couple interesting guys who've joined us live in studio. Welcome to Discorder Radio to Chris and Kia of the Ponderosa Festival.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Great to have you here.
Right on.
Awesome.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You guys walked on in here. We were talking already about Ponderosa last year, and I was mentioning Louise Burns, who's also playing at Squamish Fest. Like, oh, yep. She was great. So
yeah, sure.
We decided off the top to play some Golden Youth, Humans. What other bands played last year at the Ponderosa Festival?
Who else did we have last year, Chris?
We had Ben Sinister.
Ben Sinister.
It was a big band.
Saturday,
Bell Game.
Yeah. Bell Game, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
We had a few other bands from Mark Mills, who's a buddy from Calgary. He's a one-man show. He performed for us, and... yeah, we had close to 20-something bands, actually, all in all, for two stages. And so
Fields of Green.
Fields of Green from Kelowna, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was wicked, man. It's our second year doing it, and, you know.
Well, that's why I wanted to just tickle people's fancy with the 2013 festival.
Yeah.
These guys, we're going to get into your story a second, last year put on a successful festival with these, you know, very recognizable names, especially here in BC, played at this tiny little festival that you guys started from basically nothing except apparently a conversation. So I feel really honored and privileged to have Kia and Chris here from Ponderosa to talk about not only this festival, which is now in its second year, but a bit about you know, the music festival business. So again, great to have you guys here. Maybe you could tell us a bit about the story behind how Ponderosa began.
Sure, man. Yeah, respect. Thank you for having us. And yeah, basically, we had a party at my dad's farm in Oliver, which is just north of Osoyoos. So he's got an orchard out there. We had a party at his farm on August long weekend about 2 years ago, and we just a thing with friends, you know. And it got we got more than a few friends out, and then
number. Let's talk numbers. How many people came out?
Well, I mean, the number increased every week. Every time I phoned my dad, I was like, I'm going to be maybe another, you know, 10 more, or more than 10 more. So it ended up being just about like 100 or so. But it was people camping all weekend, and had a buddy DJing, and so a few friends DJing, and yeah. So then we just chatted, and we said, "Hey, we should just, like, we love music. We should just put on a festival." That was basically it.
Did this conversation happen at the party at this event years ago?
I think it was actually before, leading up to it. We were in.
It's been sort of an idea we've tickled with for a while.
Yeah,
and I think the festival really kicked it into high. I mean, the party really kicked it up, and we're like, okay, let's. We've been talking about it for a long time. Let's go for it.
Nice. So. And were you tickling the fancy of friends that night, or are you kind of just letting loose?
So. And yeah, we just had a good time. And after the weekend, there was just kind of the aftermath. People were just seeing how great the weekend was. And, you know, it was just like, hey, it's a no-brainer. We got to make this happen. And so then we started talking about it. And Chris grew up near Rock Creek, which is where we hold the festival, on the Rock Creek Fairgrounds. And so... So when you're talking location, he said, yeah, I know the perfect spot. And, you know, started rolling with that. Then
now, for those not in the know, where exactly is Rock Creek?
Yeah, so Rock Creek is sort of, it's about 25 minutes from a Soyuz, if you're coming that way, or near Grand Forks in the Kootenays. It's sort of tucked in behind, it's kind of the gateway to the Kootenay region, really. It's just on the other side of the Okanagan, not quite Okanagan, but it's right there on the edge.
Yeah, so from Vancouver, it's roughly like 4.5-5 hour drive.
Yeah.
East, pretty much on Highway 3, head east, past the Soyuz, you get to Rock Creek. It's the next town.
Is over. The easier way via Soyuz or via Kelowna?
No, you go via Soyuz. It's the more direct from Vancouver.
Right.
But from Kelowna, pretty much Kelowna, Highway 33, heads south, yeah. And that joins Highway 3, and that's Rock Creek's at that junction. So it's
basically about an hour from Kelowna?
Hour and a half or so from Kelowna, yeah.
Okay.
So yeah.
Cool. Okay, so you got this great place in mind.
Yeah.
This the Rock Creek, sorry, what's it called?
The Rock Creek Fairground. So it's sort of a historic site in itself. It's been there. They've had the Rock Creek Fair there for, I don't know, over 60 years or something. Yeah. So it's kind of the heart of the community, right? And it's right on the banks of the Kettle River.
Lovely.
And there's a bunch of facilities there. You know, there's an old bandshell structure, which is actually one of our stages called the Pinecone Stage. So we brought that in, and then we bring in a second stage as well.
And so aside from this festival they've had there, like not Ponderosa, but the fair that they have there, what is the fairgrounds doing all year?
Yeah, the fairgrounds actually has a bunch. They rent it out for, they have some family reunions. They have another event August long weekend called the Boogie Bash, which is about 1,500 like Harley Davidson bikers come there and camp and have their own sort of biker festival at the site.
15,000, you said?
No, 1,500. Okay. Sorry, 1,500.
I mean, hey, it's not far from Kelowna, so you never
know.
That's
true.
No, but the site's great. It's right on the river. We have camping. Like, it's, you know, you think about some of these other festivals and, like, our camping is pretty primo. It's all shaded and trees right on the banks of the river, and it's not really, you're not restricted to like a 10x10 quadrant or whatever like that, you know. So it's great. The site is definitely one of the highlights of the festival for sure. It's a beautiful, pristine site and great facilities, and you know, we have coin operated showers and flush toilets in the campsite too, and it's pretty nice. Yeah,
very cool.
Like it. Yeah.
Now. It takes a certain kind of person to be able to pull this off. Just because you guys are obviously popular and had a lot of friends at your dad's
orchard,
orchard back the summer before. What is your kind of history experience within the music industry in Vancouver? You're able to kind of have the clout to pull together so many big names for a festival like this.
Surprisingly, we've got friends, and that was kind of when we started talking to bands. We talked to some of the friends we had in some bands like Maddie and Golden Youth. He's one of the guys we approached first on. We were like, hey, you know, what do you think of this idea? And then Tristan from Bestie, you know, we started talking to these guys, but really, yeah, it's just through friends mostly. I mean, we don't have full-time jobs, working in the music industry. Really. We're kind of, I'm a civil engineer, and Chris is like a construction landscaping type work. So it's, not what people expect, but yeah, we love music, man. And we've got buddies that are into the music scene, and we're, you know, building a lot of these relationships too with you know, bands and our agents and other artists in the community and stuff. It's really, it's awesome. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, speaking of artists in the community, we're going to play a band now that is quite well known within this community, especially UBC circles, with their iconic album cover art from their No Can Do album, which features the UBC outdoor pool, nonetheless. So I'm talking about Lady Hawk. They'll be playing Ponderosa Festival, and let's play Sinking Ship from Lady Hawk here at Discord Radio, and come back with Key and Chris from the Ponderosa Festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lady Hawk on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Sinking Ship from the No Can Do album, featuring the famous UBC cover art, as we were discussing. We were discussing with Kia and Chris. In case you have just tuning in, we got Kia and Chris from the Ponderosa Festival. They're here with us right now, doing a bit of a live chat. Really, it's awesome to have you guys here, especially in the midst of festival season. So many festivals going on. It's not actually the best news coming out of some of the festivals.
Yeah.
I actually, you know, Lola and I, Lola, one of our Discorder Radio APs, we were discussing Boonstock this past weekend. I don't want to dwell on this so much, but there was a death at Boonstock. Yeah. There was 18 hospitalizations. Yeah, so instead of raving about how was Rise Against or how was Ryan Lewis and Nakamura, it seems like the buzz at a Boonstock was what a shit show.
And like that's too bad. I mean, in some respect, we kind of I feel kind of crappy about it because we it's tough to get bad publicity, but at the same time, it's nothing that any of us want to have at our festival, obviously, and it's unfortunate, man. It's unfortunate that it happened, and it's horrible for all the families and all that involved. Like it's. Nothing good about that, but it's definitely from our one thing we can say about our festival is that we are, we've been talking about the vibe from the beginning. We want to maintain a really chill vibe, and we want to make sure that we don't get too many rowdies out there. And I'm not saying that's what happened at these other festivals, but we're trying to attract a certain crowd of people that are mature enough and just kind of that you can take care of yourself and enjoy yourself at the same time and all that kind of thing. And so That's one of the challenges, I guess, of starting a festival is like you can't control exactly who comes out, but you obviously want to get a crowd out too. So
it is a good segue because I did want to talk about the challenges.
Yeah.
And somehow I think just because of all the buzz of Boonstock being they lost a liquor license, one of the security teams quit. There was a lot of pre-festival disarray.
Yeah.
So I almost wasn't surprised, and I think also the Okanagan. No disrespect to the Okanagan. I used to live in the Okanagan for a couple years. Yeah. It has a bit of reputation for a place in the summer where people just go to just let loose.
The old Wakefest days and things like that.
Totally.
Sure. Yeah.
So I feel that you guys are probably going to be safe from these kind of headlining stories, the negative headlining stories that Pemberton and now Boonstock has received. Mm-hmm. But what are some of the other challenges that you faced or anticipate facing with this year's installment?
Yeah,
I know we've talked about this a bit. I think one of the biggest challenges we face so far is just it's been really sort of a season of festivals in BC. There's been a lot of new additions. There's been a lot of like we say, Boonstock came to the Okanagan, Pemberton came back, Squamish doubled in size. So I think one of our biggest challenges was just there's a lot more competition, as far as people are planning one or two festivals a season. And now if there's more locally, right, it's a little harder to get them to travel and stuff like that.
Yeah, so, getting our name out for sure is
getting recognized.
Is one that's always been challenging. And, we're only in our second year, and this year we feel like we took a step up from last year. We're trying to get out to media a lot more and get the word out. Things like this, being on the radio, like we really appreciate CITR and their support and everything, Discorder that's what we're talking about, building relationships. So we really appreciate that part of it about it too. And so
we appreciate you guys coming in.
For sure.
Mutual respect across
respect,
the board.
Yeah. And like the other thing is like, also being conscious of the community that you're working in, like if you're gonna come and bring a festival into a community, you gotta make sure that the community is on board. And so that's something that we really took to heart. Chris's family, his name is known in the community, so he obviously wants to uphold that name, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that we're not seen as guys that are just kind of invading and trying to rape the land or whatever. If you look at our website,
pillage.
But you know what I mean. Like we're trying to make sure that everybody, the community, is involved and everybody's happy for us to be there, and so that's an important part if you want to have a successful event. So that's probably why. I mean, we're not that big either, but that's probably why you haven't heard a lot of bad things about it, because we're trying to be on top of that stuff as well, and all the other things that come with putting on a festival. So yeah,
cool. Well, how you're talking about not being that big. Approximately, what was the attendance last summer?
Yeah, roughly, I'd say a few hundred. We were close to 300-400 people, kind of thing. And so, the fact that we were the only guys doing advertising, marketing, we were postering, we were doing, we're trying to get the word out, and it's. We can only expect so much this year.
So you had bands like Golden Youth and The Bell Game and Humans playing for like 300-400 people.
Yeah, man. That's awesome. It was a pretty intimate setting for sure. Yeah.
Do you have sort of early expectations? I know you don't want to jinx yourselves, but in terms of this summer, what are you sort of looking at?
Again, it's like judging with what can we expect? And we're aiming for about 1,000 is kind of the number we think we could try to aim for this year and, grow it in future years. But again, we're talking about maintaining that intimate vibe. You know, we want to make sure we don't want to go too big eventually. We like to kind of cap it off at, I don't know, we haven't really decided on a number, but a few thousand people maybe, and just kind of keep it small, sell it every year, and just have a sweet setting where you get great bands playing and it's a sought after ticket kind of thing, right? So.
And in terms of the marketing, are you guys promoting it predominantly to Vancouver and Soyuz, where is most of your fan base coming from? Because considering where Rock Creek is situated.
Yeah,
well, we definitely hit up the Okanagan because it's closer. Kelowna is a big market, Penticton's big, but one of the angles we wanted to pitch this year was getting people sort of out of the city, getting people to leave Vancouver. I mean, get the drive to Rock Creek is gorgeous, and sometimes people are looking for more of an adventure in the summer,
road trip,
road trip Squamish and stuff. That's fairly close. You spend most of your time in traffic, so this is more like, we wanted to advertise in Vancouver a lot. We know it's farther, but it's more of a destination kind of at the end of the road. There's something reward for your travels.
Yeah, we find that because we're living here, like there's a lot of people that are from Vancouver buying tickets and we're finding, it's comparable to Kelowna as far as like ticket sales. Vancouver is definitely one of the markets we're going after. Yeah, for sure.
Very cool. You mentioned rewards. Personally, what is one of the biggest rewards about doing this whole thing?
For us, I think it's just seeing people come together. I mean, everyone that there last year was talking about the energy, and it was a few people, they came in and they weren't sure what to expect. And by the end, you could see that there was just, they came up to us and was like, there's something happening here.
Give us hugs and stuff.
Yeah, and they're like, I don't know what it is, but you could see they just changed when they came on site. There was something definitely special happening. And that's what everyone from last year talks about. They're like, I don't know what it was, but there was something just in the air even.
Yeah.
And I think it's just two guys that love music, and that sort of came across. People felt what we were trying to do. It wasn't about the money it was just about wanting to throw a wicked party in a cool spot with bands we really liked. So, and people felt it. And
very
that
cool.
was the best part.
Yeah. Very cool. And before I let you guys go, I wonder if you could mention what you think is the most unique thing about the Ponderosa Festival and, why people listening right now should consider going.
Well, what's unique about it, I mean, it is, I think, the setting. And we put a lot of our time and effort into putting together the lineup and just putting curating the whole thing, we feel like we have a pretty wicked lineup for the festival. And
speaking of which, just to throw some names out there, we got Braids playing, Fernando Sanchez, Frankie, Gay 90s, Good for Grapes, Icelandia, Jay Malinowski, and the Dead Coast of hair touching fame from Folkfest.
Plants and Animals coming out, Funk Hunters. Lady Hawk, obviously, and then we've got Good for Grapes from the Peak Performance Project, and a couple other bands from Portland, from Blouse and Vampire, we're gonna probably hear in a bit here too, and there's gonna be some wicked bands, man. It's that's the thing we really focused on last year too, is we want to make sure that we want to build that reputation where people may not know all the bands, but you come back every year after year, and you're gonna expect some amazing music, because we got some great talent in BC, especially a lot of these bands are just incredible, and it's we're trying to give them a stage to perform in a beautiful setting. So, right on the river. I don't know. I mean, it's just an amazing sight, and you won't know until you get there, because that's the thing. We told them as much as we could, but they really didn't know what to expect until they got there, and people were blown away. So, we highly recommend.
Cool.
People coming out and yeah.
Okay. So, and some final, I guess, bullet points. So, price, dates, lasting words here, gents.
Sure, yeah. So it's August 22nd through the 24th, so it's 3 full nights of riverside camping. And one of the things we wanted to do was keep it cheap, or not cheap. We don't want to use the word cheap. Keep it affordable. We wanted to, everyone who wants to come to a music festival and see good music can come and check it out. So it's $125, and that's your parking, your camping, your access to all the food trucks and all the music and everything. So.
Considering one day at Squamish is $150, and that's ticket, that's awesome.
Cheaper than parking there, yeah. So exactly. Yeah. We got everything included. Yeah. So that's PonderosaFestival.com is a website. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Ponderosa Fest. So check us out. And Yeah, man, it's gonna be dope. You gotta come up.
You sound like Rohit Joseph, who's waiting in the wings. We're gonna be chatting with him about some other things happening in Vancouver in the meantime. But thanks so much, guys. Key and Chris for coming in. Really appreciate it. What are we gonna hear right now? These guys are playing at the festival.
Vampire from Portland. Yeah, they're gonna be playing Friday night, August 22nd at Ponderosa. Get your tickets.
All right, there we go. Vampire from Portland. Spirit Force is the track we're gonna play. Once again, thanks to Key and Chris, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, Vampire out of Portland with Spirit Forest. They'll be playing not far from the forest in Rock Creek on Friday night, August 22nd, as part of the Ponderosa Festival. Once again, Kia and Chris, thanks for coming in to telling us a bit about the background of starting a festival from scratch. We wish those guys the best of luck, and I'm sure it's going to be another great festival this year. And if you want to check out our Facebook page, Discorder Radio, you can see a link to the festival as well as some photos that we took today of this little live I&I chat here at Discorder Radio. We mentioned Rohit Joseph, who is here once again. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. Rohit's been kind of a regular contributor on Discorder Radio as well as... Yeah, it plays an important role as the sponsorship coordinator here at CITR. So we're going to talk a little bit about what's happening in Vancouver this week.
Yes, we are. And tonight, actually, we got Echo and the Bunnymen playing at the Commodore Ballroom. So that's tonight, 9 p.m. The tickets are still on sale, so you could definitely check that out. Coming up soon, we also have Coldwater Road. That's on Thursday, this Thursday, August 7th, at Vancouver Fan Club. Tickets are only $15. So you should definitely check that out. And then on Saturday, we got a big, big event. This is the Burnaby Blues and Roots Festival happening at Deer Lake Park. So
The one festival that's trying to give Squamish a run for its money.
It has some big competition with Squamish, but hey, not all of us are able to go to Squamish. So if you want something,
cross your fingers, Rohit. We're pulling for you. We're trying to work it out.
Yeah.
I have faith. I have faith we're going to see there on Sunday.
But hey, I'm a big fan of blues music as well. So coming up on Saturday, if you guys do like your blues, come check out in Burnaby at Deer Lake Park the Blues Roots Festival, Blues and Roots Festival, featuring names like Big Sugar, Matt Anderson and the Mellow Tones, Blind Boy Paxton, Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer, and much, much more.
Very cool. We should also mention Widemouth Mason will be on that bill as well. Remember those guys from the 90s out of Saskatchewan? But yeah, I liked how you mentioned Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer. We know them from when they played. Either it was the Welcome Back Barbecue or the Block Party, the first day of school and or last day of school, which kind of bleed into each other. They always happen here at McInnes Field.
Yeah.
Great guys, Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer, and we're going to play a track from them right now called In and Out of Love. Rohit, thanks so much for the live van update, and we're going to come back and talk to you more about some other music things happening in town.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, so here we go. Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
That was Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer, the song In and Out of Love on Discorder Radio. And now with me, I'm joined by the lovely, lovely Jaguar, two members, John and Johnny. John is the saxophonist and vocalist on Jaguar, and Johnny is our keyboardist slash pianist. So why don't you guys just say hello?
How's it going, bud?
How's it going?
Yeah, thank you for coming on. This is the second time we've had Jaguar on CITR. Last week they were on the Arts Report, and we had a blast. It was just me and John just really bantering for a while. But he gave us the exclusive debut of two tracks from the EP. So welcome back, John.
It's good to be back.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So guys, now that we've got Johnny here this time around, why don't you guys both kind of talk about what's making Jaguar happen in this year? Why is this the year that you guys came together and released this EP?
I think it was just time, man. We'd had a few originals kicking around, and we'd been asked a lot, like, oh, do you guys have a Bandcamp? Do you have a SoundCloud? And I think part of it, man, we just got tired of saying no. So it's kind of cool to have that up there. And, you know, we had an opportunity. We had everybody in the same place, and we had a couple days to get in the studio. So
I think our lineup also really solidified, too. Like, we had, before me, the band went through a few different keyboard players, and there were a few different, like, there was a different guy on trumpet before, and now I think this is the lineup. It's pretty locked in now. We got a new guitar player, and yeah, things just kind of clicked, and we thought now's the time. So
awesome. And what do you think is making funk music have a sort of revival, because hasn't been heard on the mainstream airwaves in a while? So when you guys play shows, do you think it's the energy that you're bringing, or is it just people haven't been listening to the funk enough? They hadn't been exposed to it enough.
I think people like to dance a lot, and if you listen to some recent hits out, there's a lot of funk influence kind of floating around, like CeeLo Green with FU, and the Daft Punk song, you know, last summer, that was pretty big. You know, there's a lot of funk influence in different things. So,
and even just like, I think horns are coming back too. I mean, I'm a little biased because I play saxophone, but I think horns are kind of, you're hearing it more and more. I mean, like, that's such a huge part of a guy like Bruno Mars who's coming up.
Ah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Who's kind of, you know, he's in that top spot right now.
Yeah. So, in some way, shape, or form, funk influences have kind of infected in the best way possible our mainstream conscious of music. And now you guys are coming up and playing a show tomorrow, actually, but it's still in the work in progress. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's a little bit up in the air still. If we are going to be down there, we'll be down probably somewhere like Vancouver City Central SkyTrain Station. We're just going to be hanging out outside for a little bit.
A good old busking kind of session.
Yeah, just kind of out on the street playing a little bit of music and giving out some of the copies of the EP and just kind of having a blast. This is going to be one of the last times we get to hang out as a group, because we got some guys going away for a month and some going away for 8 months. So this is kind of going to be one of the last times we have for a little bit with the regular crew.
So this is the epic send off in a sense.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
But they will be back together. And we also got one more show that us three at least are going to be playing in. And that's this Saturday at the Backstage Lounge. John and Johnny decided to approach myself, and we've now collaborated our two groups in a sense. Why don't you give the lowdown? Because otherwise, I'm a bit shameless if I promote myself on this radio station. So.
All right. Well, so it's going down this Saturday at the Backstage Lounge, like you mentioned. So it's gonna be Johnny and myself doing some stuff. We're gonna be doing a couple of the Jaguar tunes, as well as just a ton of like soul stuff from the '90s. We're bringing in Rohit and his boys with Class Act to do a bunch of hip hop, and we got special guests from Lady Jams coming on and doing a couple tunes with us.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be a ton of fun, man. Nice laid back night, lots of cool music.
Good stuff. And now we're gonna unveil one of the sickest tracks from the EP. This is Breathe by Jaguar. Check it out. Thank you.
you up, laying you down, girl, what you wanna do? Because I wanna do lots of dirty things with you. You want it, you got it, well, baby, set your mind free. I'll move your hips, lips, well, if and you make my back bleed. I wanna take you home, get you all alone. I wanna hear you talking dirty on my telephone. I wanna dress you down, hear your dress hit the ground. Oh, oh, is this love, is it lust that I'm trapped in? Your little smile, little touch has me happening. Well, baby, set me free from what you do to me. Regardless, love or it's lust, well, baby, I can't breathe. The way you move, way you vibe, got me dreaming. Your lips, eyes, grin and back, got me steaming. Well, baby, set me free from what you do to me. Regardless, love or it's lust, well, baby, I can't breathe. You move slow, you gotta know what it does to me. Laughing, you can see, I'm begging you, darling, believe. Won't you leave with me, or won't you let me be the last thing you see before you fall asleep? Oh, can I make you mine? I wanna lose track of time. Let's see what happens when you and I cross the line. Cause I wanna cross the line. Is this love, is it lust that I'm trapped in? Your little smile, little touch has me happening. Baby, set me free from what you do to me. Regardless, love or it's lust, well, baby, I can't breathe. The way you move, where you vibe, got me dreaming. Your lips, eyes, grin and back, got me steaming. Well, baby, set me free from what you do to me. Regardless, love or it's lust, well, baby, I can't breathe.
Yeah, some of those horns. That's great. Loving it. Thank you so much, Johnny and John from Jaguar with the track Breathe. You can check them out this Saturday night at Backstage Lounge, along with our own Rohit Joseph.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Please come out. It'll be a great time and filled with wonderful surprises in terms of the kinds of songs we're putting out there. So it's going to be some brand new material because it's a collaboration.
There you go. Good stuff. That Rohit is the interviewer becomes the interviewee.
Yeah, I take nice. That stance.
And again, hopefully becomes the fan on Sunday. We're going to try to get you to Squamish. We're going to do our best for that. lots is happening. We're about to wrap up the show. But yeah, of course, Squamish Festival is happening this weekend. So many bands are playing. Also, we want to thank Chris and Kia from the Ponderosa Festival for coming in today to talk to us about that festival. Once again, that's happening August 22nd through 24th in Rock Creek, BC. And we're just about done for time. We're about to hand it off to Andy to do his last ever edition of The City. It's been a legendary, award-winning show here on CITR for a number of years, and we're sad to see Andy leaving the airwaves, but on to bigger and better things. So once again, Andy Longhurst, congrats. We wish you best of luck in future endeavors. So up next is The City. Once again, I'm Wade for CJ. You listen to Discord Radio. Tune into all the social media for pictures and links and all great stuff related to today's show. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that jazz. Again, John and Johnny, thank you so much. Chris and Kia, thank you so much. And let's play these guys right now. Good for Grapes, who are playing both this weekend at Live at Squamish, as well as the Ponderosa Festival in 3 weeks' time. This is London Fog by Good for Grapes on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. 10 years older, I might have held your hand. If only I were a successful business owner, I'd put a ring on you then. On the hills that behold us.
A stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
We want to be.